who's screwing you.
Y'all ready to have some fun tonight? We got a whole bunch of people getting screwed. So pick your mind up out of the gutter and join the fun. Come on! You'll never know just who's screwing you. All you're gonna know is just what you gotta do. You gotta sing the song and have some fun. There's a bunch of senses that you'll get to screw someone. We got Skywish. We got Valkyrie Celeste. We got Blackjack AB. And you know what they're here to do? That's right, screw you!
Hello, and welcome to Who's Screwing You? The show where contestants screw each other over. I'm here with Blackjack AV.
Hello.
And a guest, Amby Lee.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
Hi, Amby. Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Vroom, vroom, baby.
I'm a blackfishy.
Blackfish.
Yay. Yay. I started that voice with the goal of trying to get you to say it, and it worked.
Yes. I was thinking that the entire time. I'm like, oh, she says Blackfish. She
says, yay.
I'm so happy you guys like that song. My heart is like, yay. Oh my gosh. Yes, welcome to Who's Screwing You. Amby Lee, thank you for being on the show. Valk couldn't be with
thank
us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Valk couldn't be here because... like, she went all the way out to Starbucks and everything, but her connection was just not working, and mine almost didn't work, so it was, like, horror night.
Yeah, Sky was, like, seconds away from...
Sky?
Yeah, I was...
Can you hear us?
Very, very strange. Like, I was going in and out, they were going in and out, it was like, this may not happen.
but it is happening.
It is happening, and I think you guys all know the premise of the show, so...
Does Amby have to mute and then we tell her when
Amby
to unmute?
Must mute. No, kidding, Amby. You can just talk.
What?
No. But yeah, I guess we can go right into it. Shall the screwing begin?
Let the screwing commence.
Dun, yes. Da, da, da. We don't have Valk here to give the thumb, but let's see. Up first tonight we have Russ. Yay, Russ! Yay! And Russ is singing On the Street Where You Live from My Fair Lady.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Someone gave Russ On the Street Where You Live from My Fair Lady.
Yes, someone gave Russ On the Street Where You Live. I've heard My Fair Lady before, but I don't remember
this
song.
I don't even need to listen to this to say whoever attempted to screw Russ with this failed miserably. Well, I don't even need to listen to it to know that.
I don't even know what song you're talking about, but now I'm all excited to listen.
Me too. I think people were being nice to Russ because he got screwed like 3 weeks in a row.
I did put an anti hit on him.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
So far, my anti hits are successful. 2 for 2.
2 for 2.
Yes.
Well, we'll see tonight because I think Coffer has a very difficult song. Anyway, Russ, let's listen.
Okay.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And oh, the towering feeling, just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me. For there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live. And oh, the towering feeling, just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me. For there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you
was Russ singing on the street where you live. Yay, Russ.
That was seriously so Russ. Yay, this was amazing.
Yeah, this was so good. This was like made for mm-hmm. Russ's voice, I think. Blackjack, or should we have Ambi go first? And she's our
let's guest. Have Ambi go.
Okay,
everyone loves Ambi.
Okay, I know you're not gonna reveal yet who screwed him, but I just want to give out an award for the worst screw ever, like backfire screw ever. I just want to, like, I want to know what the person's, like, thought process was. Let's give Russ something in his voice type, in the style he's best at, in a character he would totally be typecast as. Yeah, that'll really screw him over this week. Mm. What were you thinking, person that was screwing over Russ? Yeah. He totally pwned this and makes you look stupid.
I did call it anti-screw for Russ because he was screwed 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Especially last week, so they're probably like, oh, I want to get on Blackjack's good side or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it was probably.
But this is not a screw. You're right.
This was so not.
This was like handing him a good critique on a friggin' silver platter because he like totally was awesome on this. Like, I have nothing at all bad to say about this. This is the Russ that I know and love from like Perform It days of yore. Like, this is, like, this of is yonder. Russ right here.
Mm-hmm.
Of yonder.
This is Russ singing like a boss.
We got really surprised the first 2 weeks, and I know on some other shows when Russ, like, goes out of his comfort zone and does really well, but this is, like, totally in Russ's comfort zone. And
Exactly.
But he's so good out of his comfort zone, too, like, with his dirty little secret and all that. Like, oh, I loved it. Anyway.
The fat-bottomed women's.
Yes, that was so good.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this suited you perfectly. I could see this being like the original Broadway performance of this song, like something I would turn on a CD with. You know what I mean? And like this is like your song. This is so good. I could kind of like visualize him dancing around in a black suit with a cane in like the streets of like London Fair or something.
With a little top hat.
With a top hat, yes.
Aw.
A top hat. And that beard, yeah.
And Russ's famous beard, of course.
You've heard of top hat and cane. This is top hat and beard.
Mm-hmm. I have nothing bad to say about this. I think it is wonderful. Blackjack. Mm-hmm.
I think I said what I needed to say. I mean, it was good.
Blackjack's done.
Right. Who's up next?
Wait, I have to tell who. Well, I
who
I
is up? Say, no, I'm kidding.
Okay. Yeah, who is the fail screwer?
I have to actually.
Who is the gift giver?
Are you allowed to say?
Say.
You can't say.
No.
Uh oh. I was gonna give Brownie points, but now I don't know who to give them to.
I know. I know.
Why can't you say?
I can't say. I don't know.
On episode two, we added a rule that they have the option to be concealed.
Oh, snap. Yeah, I missed that. Like mafia. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to like take an account of who gave songs out for the rest of the night. So I'm going to know who you are. I'm going to know who you are. Amby's going to make... She is going to make this permission.
At the end. It'll be really funny. But yeah, I'm not allowed to say. But
yeah.
And you would think I would be, right? But I'm not.
I'm just going to say, had I known who you are, you probably would have gotten some extra points from me.
Oh yeah, I and I should say that Dylan is probably loving Amby for calling out this person. Because Dylan last episode had like this mandate in front of his... song or whatever calling for blood, so
I hope people do that again. That's what I want to see on the show. I want to see like most of the time people are like, oh, just go into your song, I don't want like a little thing in front, but yeah. I think it'd be, I really liked it, and I think it'd be funny if people like do stuff like
that. For talking in front of your song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so yeah, we should go on to who's next, I think, and speak of the devil, it's Dylan.
Oh.
I heard about this one this week, if it's the one I think it is.
Oh, this is the...
It is Dylan. Mm-hmm.
It is? Oh boy.
I heard about this like Madonna. 2 weeks ago, and I've been waiting. Before even Dylan.
So has he. Okay. Yeah.
He's singing like a virgin.
He's saving himself for this song.
So, let's listen to Dylan Collins.
Oh, the innuendos.
Oh no, I'm trapped in the wilderness! Oh wait, there's the exit. Okay.
I made it through the wilderness. Somehow I made it through. And I didn't know how lost I was until I found you. I was beat, incomplete. I'd been had. I was sad and blue, but you made me feel, yeah, you made me feel shiny and new, like a virgin, touched for the very first time, like a virgin, when your heart beats, to mine, gonna give you all of my love, boy. My fear is fading fast. Been saving it all for you, cause only love can last. You're so fine, and you're mine. Make me strong, yeah, you make me bold. Oh, your love thawed out, yeah. Your love thawed out, oh, it's getting cold. Like a virgin,
hey,
touch of the very first time, like a virgin, when your heart beats next to mine, oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh. You're so fine, and you're mine. I'll be yours till the end of time. Cause you made me feel, yeah, you made me feel. I've nothing to hide. Yeah, like a virgin.
Hey,
touch for the very first time. Like a virgin, with your heartbeat next to mine. Like a virgin, oh, like a virgin. Feels so good inside when you hold me. And your heart beats, and you love me. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. again. Whoa, whoa, like a virgin. Feels so good inside.
And that was Dylan singing like a virgin. Oh my gosh, that was hysterical. I was like laughing the
Certainly
whole time.
An experience.
Yes. Why did that fit his voice so well?
I'll say it again.
He is the male Madonna of VH.
Yes, I think he is.
He's Dildonna.
Yes.
Dylana, there we go.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny. That first part killed me. It was like so cute the whole way. I was just like,
ad lib in the beginning.
Oh my god, the ad lib in the beginning finally makes the opening line make sense.
I know. That song's so weird. I just couldn't stop laughing, but it was done so well. Like, it was so great. I loved it. I don't know what else to say.
I had how I already thought the song was going to sound, and like he totally lived up to that and like made it better and added his own little things. This was so awesome.
I honestly had no idea what to expect for this song. I was just like, okay, Dylan's doing like, Madonna like a virgin, right? Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, yeah, Dylan's been like on a couple of my shows. I'm like, I just love how much fun Dylan has with all his things. Like, it's really hard to, you know, screw someone like that who he's just gonna take it. Like, I think he did really good, like, for what he got.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, totally. He just takes it and he's like, you're gonna try and screw me? Oh, I'm gonna have so much fun screwing, not being screwed. Because, mm-hmm. you know, like, that's what it's gonna turn into. Because he just has so much fun with it and it turns into an anti-screw.
Yeah,
ambigod. For real. This is almost, like, not a screw. I think to screw Dylan, it takes a lot more than a Madonna song. I mean, have you heard his Miley
like,
Cyrus?
What will screw Dylan? Someone should give him Old Man River.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so funny. Actually, someone gave him something very interesting next week. I cannot reveal, but it just might screw Dylan.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Can you reveal who gave him Madonna?
Should be the quest to screw Dylan.
The quest to screw Dylan.
Well, for Dylan, this show is the quest to screw Rochelle and Nani. So.
Yeah.
It would be fair.
You're one of them, Old Man River. I just want someone to get screwed with Old Man River.
Oh my gosh, Rochelle singing Old Man River. I would die. I would so die. Okay.
I just want to say that thought is out there now. Just saying, you know.
Yeah, it's on the floor.
And you know, it's on the floor, folks.
Dylan is offering, Ambi hasn't heard the episode, so Dylan was offering like his Nani card on the VH Fantasy League for anyone who could get Nani off the show. And
she's
then,
like the most expensive, too.
Yeah, and then he was offering 100,000 VH dollars to whoever could get Rochelle off the show.
Oh, shit!
So he means
he's business. Like a Fantasy League hitman!
Yes! It's Super Mafia. Super Mafia.
And this is like just the show to do it on, dude. It's fucking awesome. It's
super funny.
This is kind of like a Mafia type show.
I actually can reveal who gave this to Dylan.
And who gave it?
It was Temporary Butterfly.
Oh, Tem.
Yeah. So
Tem's pretty good at choosing these songs.
Yeah, she is. So she actually, like, she remarked with pride one time in the chat that she always picks for the winners, so we shall see. Huh.
We shall see. I just have one nitpick I want to throw in there before we move on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I thought that his extra vocal was unnecessary. How he had the extra line of vocal that was basically the exact same line he was singing in the foreground.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I thought that was unnecessary. I thought like it didn't bug me like a cloning usually does, but I thought it was unnecessary. I think he could have just done the main line and not even worried about that other thing.
Yeah, because he was carrying it fine. So
he was carrying it. It's not like it like backfired against him, but I don't think it was necessary. He could have done without it.
Agreed. Okie dokie. I think we can move on to Miss Soyala. Soyala.
Yay!
And she is going to be singing Electric Feel by MGMT. Yeah. So this is probably something that's not normally done by Soyala. Let's see if it was a screw.